Hey, I'm here with Ethan Flint, co-host of the Everything Bagel podcast, as he's warming up for what's looking like an episode for the ages. Big fan of your work, of course, but we all want to know, what are you thinking as you prep for today's podcast?
Thank you. I appreciate that. We're just going to get in there. We're just going to try to, get topics on conversation for the full 60 minutes and, just push straight through and do some maybe callbacks later in the episode to some previous topics and just really try to engage our listeners. That's kind of... Coach emphasized to us the importance of that, and I'm just going to be pushing for that.
Yeah, man, love your mouth. Any callbacks you're really thinking about today?
It's really going to be down to a game time decision, as we do the first few minutes of the episode. You're just going to be taking notes on something we can bring back later on. So, we'll see in those first 15 kind of what that ends up looking like.
Yeah, I know that Coach was recently fired for multiple counts of arson in North Korea. Care to comment?
North Korea, highly burnable towns. I'm still on Coach's side. He's got a good head on his shoulders. I trust him, regardless of the crime. His ride or die kind of a guy, So I know he would back me up if I was burning down villages in South Korea, so... Why not me back him up for North Korea?
Yeah, I love that. Love that teamwork you guys have going on. Any last words before we start this podcast? Thoughts on maybe the conflict in the Middle East? Anything like that?
No, let's go Ukraine. Let's go the good side in the Middle East. I'm not super sure who it is anymore, but let's go team.
All right, man. Thanks so much. Thank you so much. Have a great podcast.
Yeah, for sure, dude. You too. That's a problematic interview right there.
That was good.
I'm not sure
good.
About those things he said at the end, but
Oh, so you don't really care about Ukraine is what you're saying?
Oh, that wasn't me.
Oh, yeah. That was a different guy.
That was podcast legend.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's the great double eights of podcasting.
Very true. Very true. Yeah. Well, I don't know who the interviewer was either. He was mediocre.
I don't know. Yeah, those are kind of out of pocket questions.
Out of pot it? Oh.
Out of pot it.
we could name start another podcast called Out of Pot It.
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of good.
And we just say some inflammatory, offensive things the entire time.
Yeah, which honestly is most podcasts. You ever listen to
I do feel like that. I do feel like that.
Like you'll see a podcast clip and it's just the most heinous thing you've ever heard said by a white dude in his 20s.
In a studio with an Shure SM7B hanging over his right shoulder as he's got a bottle of Proper 12 sitting on the front desk.
Yeah.
And then he cuts to a Manscaped commercial.
Yeah.
That's the current state of podcasting right now.
Unfortunately, they are making a lot more money than we are, but it's okay.
That's true. Speaking of which, though, Manscaped is our new sponsor.
Wow. I didn't even know this. That's awesome.
No, I'm just kidding. I feel like do you remember MeUndies?
No.
Okay, but did you listen to podcasts before we started making one?
Not a lot. I pretty much only listened to Tim Hawkins' podcast.
Okay. So MeUndies used to be this brand that was on every single podcast. Every single podcast had a read that was MeUndies has ultra soft fibers that are made from it was some cotton derivative that is super soft, and you can get custom designs and stuff like that. It was on every single podcast. I just didn't know if you were part of that podcast history or not.
No, I prefer to wear underwear made of hay and cardboard mix.
Yeah, personally, I'm a big fan of chainmail underwear.
Yeah.
Just to, if I'm ever shot with an arrow in my nether regions, I'll be protected.
I like a needle in a haystack for my underwear. Yeah.
Dude, I saw it. I want to talk about this. I saw a video the other day. It was from Barstool, but they were finding needles in an actual haystack.
Really?
And it was a live stream. It was 5 hours long. It was ridiculous. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched the supercut of it.
Okay.
But they basically, took sewing needles and just put them in an actual haystack, a full bale of hay was poured out on a tarp, and then they sprinkled some needles in there, and they found them. They found 30 or so.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How big is your average haystack? What are we talking here?
I don't know. Look up the weight of a hay bale. Or a round. What are the round ones? Not a bale like a square, like a round hay bale. I don't know what that's called.
Round hay bale. We're looking round bale. That's what it's called. So
How many pounds?
For a medium one, we're looking at a top top weight of like 1,000 pounds. It's like half a ton.
Okay, so think about like how much hay is in 1,000 pounds.
That's a lot. I don't truly know. How much hay in a bale? That's a fun question to look up.
Okay, but the bales are little squares, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean two basic shapes, round and square.
I prefer round bales, personally.
This website is awesome. It's all about hay. It's called hayforks.com.
I have a website I go to at work that's all about how to arrange pallets on trucks to get the most pallets into a truck.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Man, I kind of wish I was working with more pallets these days, you know?
All I do is work with pallets, my man. It's crazy.
That's crazy. All I do is work That's with it. People who are kind of stressed and confused. So
okay, stressed people or pallets?
You know, man, I got that masculine urge to get licensed in driving a forklift. So forklift certified.
I'm halfway through my cert. I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm halfway through my forklift certification right now.
So, okay, people are dying to know. What does it look like to get forklift certified these days?
So you're going to need to go to your MHE certified trainer, and you're going to need to talk to him and say, hey, I would like to be certified on MHE, which stands for Material Handling Equipment. Now, an important aspect of this is deciding what type of material handling equipment MHE do you want to be certified on. You have the RC, also known as the Pacer, which is your traditional standing front forked forklift. And you also have an OP, which is a pallet or order picker. OP stands for order picker. Okay. And you ride up and down with a pallet. And so if you're afraid of heights, that's not really the best option. Ooh. And there's also the turret, which is probably the coolest thing. If you look up turret, MHE, look up turret MHE. It's a very cool little thing that you ride up with a pallet and you can like rotate the pallet midair and put it into a spot. It's a very cool machinery. However, most warehouses only will have OPs and RCs.
Okay.
So, and then you're just going to watch a lot of videos and then you're going to drive figure eights in whatever machinery you end up deciding. And then you're going to move pallets. And then it's about, I would say around 30 hours on the machine and then you'll be certified.
Not bad. So you're about 15 hours in?
Nope. I just had done the videos. So I'm honestly not halfway through, but.
In theory, you know.
In theory, I'm pretty close. Wow. Also, I think I can do the driving part pretty well. I've driven sit down forklifts.
Yeah.
I've never driven a stand up forklift. I've driven a pallet or order picker. Never driven a turret, but
cool.
Yeah.
Does DHL have any turrets?
Yes, they do. Or they used to at the TJX site, but that closed recently.
Ooh.
So I don't know any sites that have it right now. I would assume down south in the larger sites they would have some.
Nice. That's dope. Man, I'm looking this up, trying to figure out how much these things cost. That's my real question. Like how much to buy a turret for like my apartment?
Well, you buying it secondhand or new?
I mean new, obviously. Do you think I'm some cheapskate?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to want to do that, yeah. So if you go to Crown.
I'm already on crown.com.
Okay, yep. Yeah, that's probably your best place to find it.
Okay, I have to inquire about it. So I have to kind of get a
quote. Now, west of Dayton, actually, there is a Crown facility, Crown Lift Company. And you can probably go shop there in person if you want.
Yeah, I can find my dealer.
Yeah, find your dealer.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah, I see that. Maybe I'll check them out.
Crown Lift Trucks.
Oh, I can ask Cameron. I can chat him. All right.
Ask how much a turret is.
Got to give him my email. I have to give him my company. No, what company do I work for? Everything Bagel.
Cedarville. Or Everything LLC. Bagel, yeah. So honestly, you know, with the amount of merch we're shipping out, we probably should get a forklift for the warehouse.
I want to chat with sales. All right. Hi, Cameron. How much would a turret set me back? Is that a good question?
That's a good question, yeah.
All right, and then I'll send a smiley face. Bink. Oh, he's typing. Something tells me Cameron's not a real guy.
Something tells me he's operated by ChatGPT.
Yep.
Something. I don't know what, but something tells me.
All right, I'm going to do a winky face just to kind of get this thing sped along.
Yeah, I think the winky face will also help show that you're kind of like happy about it. Like, yeah, maybe yeah. I will.
All right, we got, hi, Mitchell. I would be happy to assist you further with this today. Thanks, brother.
Good. Let's assist me further.
Another smiley face. This time I'll add a nose.
Ask about a TSP 6500 turret truck.
Okay, specifically a TSP 6530 turret truck.
6500.
Oh, gosh, dude. I almost... 6530 hasn't even been made yet.
No, I mean, if it was, it was in the past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Now, the 6500 will have a lower max lift height than the 7000. 6500 has a max lift height of 531 inches, but the max lift height for the 7000 is 675. Five. But the max platform lift is lower than the max lift height. also, same with the 7000, but...
Yeah. You said how many inches? 600 something?
531 for the 6500.
How many feet is that?
At least five.
60 inches is 5 feet. So okay. 120, 10, 240. So it's like 40 feet. Is that right? We've shown that. It's like
44.25 feet.
Dang, huh?
That's a lot of feet.
Yeah, I can't
fathom. Is Cameron helping at all or no?
He's typing, so we can just... Oh,
okay.
All right. Nope. All right, we got this writing from Cameron. Typically speaking, a turret truck is going to be something we would need to conduct a site survey for to determine the viability of your application. Numerous factors could impact the price of this unit. I can partner with my TSP product specialist to see if we can get a ballpark quote along with a free site survey scheduled. He's asking for
Get like approved to purchase one?
Yeah. I guess it would be tough to fit it through my apartment door. So maybe I shouldn't go for it. Tempted to just give them my address and see if they come over, but I don't really want to.
They come looking in your apartment. They're like, you know... I think you could use a TSP 6500 pallet truck.
Yeah, it would be helpful to kind of reach the stuff on the top shelf of the pantry.
All right, so a used 2015. Oh, you have to request the price still. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm just going to send him a photo of me or something and just say, thanks, man.
You know, it's just a robot. All
right, I have a photo on my computer that says it's a Michael Scott quote in front of like a really pretty picture of a beach. There's no such thing as an appropriate joke. That's why it's a joke. I'll just send that.
There you go. All right, so a 2015 Crown TSP 6500 33, which is the turret truck, will cost you around, it looks like, $30,000.
Wow.
Which is kind of expensive, honestly. You could buy a nice, you know, sedan for that price.
Yeah, I wouldn't probably spend that money on a turret, but like I said, the masculine urge, you know, it's tempting.
So you got a 2005 Crown TSB 6000-30, mm-hmm. Which has been refurbished for $34,950 in Mira Loma, California.
Wow. Oh, wait. This actually might be a real guy because he just said, thank you, Mitchell. You have a good day as well. But he spelled my name MIT. H-C-L-E-L-L. M-I-T-H-C-E-L-L. He switched the...
Did you spell it that way in the beginning?
When
you
said No, and he spelled it right the first time.
Maybe that's like their proof. Is that the proof now that you don't have ChatGPT working on your chatbots, that you misspell people's names?
I'm going to say Cameron, but spell it C-A-M-R-E-O-N, and just send that. All right, I'm out of here.
Cameron.
Cameron. Wow, that's trippy how they intentionally maybe spell your name wrong just to show you that they're real.
Love the idea of impoliteness being the sign that somebody's real.
Yeah. He's just like, you have a sucky day, man. You're like, oh, he's probably a real guy.
He
can't be real.
He misspelled my name.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I love that. I don't know why I just used the adjective fantastic. I don't know what I was going to say. That's wild, okay. Maybe. That's crazy.
You can use fantastic.
But I said fantastic. That is splendid, isn't it?
Splendid would have been weird.
Yeah, that would have been kind of
I would have called that out if you said splendid. Fantastic, that's fine.
What if I had said, how queer?
I think that's fine. I don't know. Is that a Hot Topic word anymore or no?
Well, I'm talking like an 1850s British literature version, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Like, you know, I just found a magical land in the bookcase. How queer.
Well, isn't that queer? I feel like it's less offensive if you don't use the hard R.
Okay. Yeah. I think, yeah, in June, if queer. I said that, it would be potentially offensive. But now it's not June, so I'm fine.
Yeah, we can wrap this topic up.
Yeah. So we went to a Columbus Blue Jackets game last night. Go CBJ.
Yes, we did.
Do you want me to just play the clip that we recorded after the game?
Yeah, you can drop it in real quick.
Like, do you want to listen to it live? It's 4 minutes.
Do we want it 4 minutes long? Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. I don't remember what we said.
Clip went even, to be honest.
Let's listen. We can kind of live react.
Yeah.
All right. See if you can hear this.
All right, Bagel fans. Quick recap of the Blue Jackets game. We got Ethan and Tim here.
Hey.
Ethan from episodes 1 through 53, except for 39. Then we got Tim.
Yeah.
He was on like 15 or something.
Yeah.
So what'd you guys think?
It was a good game. We had a lot of offensive talent for the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, Alex.
Real quick.
Alex.
Yeah.
How was Tim only on episode 15?
I don't know.
Because that was after our second or third restart. I thought he was like episode like 30 or like 20 something.
When we restarted, we started on episode 10. Like,
are you serious?
Game. Yeah.
Dude, I thought we were way further along when we restarted.
Season one was episodes 1, 2, and 3, I think.
Okay.
Season two was like 4, 5, 6, 7. Let me just pull this up, actually.
Dude, that is... I can't believe how... I thought we were, like, many, many episodes in. I did not realize with our second or third... whatever our restart was that we're on right now. I did not realize that was so early.
Yeah, season one, April through May of 2019, episodes 1, 2, 3. Season two, we did one episode... Oh, we did February 2020, April 2020, May 2020, May 2020, June 2020. So we did 5 episodes in season 2. Season 3.
That's a good streak.
Wait. I think we're counting season 2 as number 4 as episode 4. Season 3, episode 5, 6, 7, 8. And then season 4 is episode 9. Oh no. Sorry guys, this is so confusing. Season 1, 1 2 3. Season 2, 4 through 8. Season 3, episode 9, which was our farewell episode. Season 4, episodes 10 through 40. And then season 5, episode 41 through present.
That's so insane, dude. That is such an insane, like, being like, yo, we're, like, going from about 1 to 3 episodes per season to,
yeah,
what, 30?
Yeah. So, and then Tim was on episode 16, which was March 2023, so like a year ago.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Okay.
So.
All right, sorry. I had to call that out. I can't believe how we only had 10 episodes under our belt and then came back and just went nuts.
Crazy. But fun.
Very fun.
All right, back at it.
Alexander got killed.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he was
hat trick. 6-3 final score. Blue Jackets beat the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, how about that goalie though?
Goalie Tarasov outperforming himself on all 3 metrics.
Yep.
Save percentage, goals against allowed.
Mm. Ethan, how was the betting tonight?
Dude, yeah. It was good. Mm-hmm. You know, I started out
big gambler.
So I bet on the Vegas Golden Knights because I thought they would win. And then after the Jackets scored first, I shifted my position and doubled down on the Jackets and Bruins money line, which paid out to cover all of my losses on my previous bets on Vegas and also still make a profit of $13. So, you know,
man,
it's the little things.
Gambling is awesome.
It really
is. Shout out DJ Leak.
Oh, well. DJ Leak was awesome.
DJ Leak. Also Grizzly.
DJ. Yes, code word Grizzly.
Code word Grizzly.
Yeah, we walked into the stadium and the guy was like, hold on. You guys have seats in here. We're like, yeah. And then he's like, all right, now if you ever leave and then come back, you gotta say the code word. You all know what it is. We're like, no. He's like, it's Grizzly.
And what did we say? Grizzly? And then he says,
it's
good to go.
It was
Grizzly good to go.
Good to go.
Grizzly good to go.
And then how many times did we use that entrance?
Zero.
Well, we tried every time, but
we did not use it.
That guy immediately left. I don't even know if he worked there.
No, we used a different entrance every single time.
Yeah, but still with the Grizzly. And
yeah, fantastic win. Yeah. Shout out Jonathan.
Yep.
From episode 30.
40?
40.
Episode 40.
Episode 40.
Yeah.
Fans of the show will remember. But overall, a good game. With good people.
Yeah.
There was a good wave that went around.
Yeah, we had a very solid, like,
for a while.
Over seven rounds.
Like,
and they played some like surfing music at the same time.
Doo doo doo.
Very on brand.
Doo doo doo.
Yeah.
It was like the ocean, like the real ocean kind of wave.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Never ends, really.
Big ocean. Real. It's
unless
real.
The moon explodes.
So they were like dumping salt water and starfish.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Some guy got his arm bit off by a shark.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah. Krill was everywhere.
There was a player named Krill, right? No.
I think like, half the player, players got a scurvy.
Krill Kaprizov.
Krill Kaprizov.
The Minnesota Wild. Krill the Thrill.
Well, he was until he got eaten by a whale.
Yes.
Now he's dead. And then he said,
but in 3 days, he might come up.
I should stop running from the Lord.
He might actually go to Nineveh. But yeah. If they end up converting,
that's Nineveh my business.
Nineveh my business.
That's why Tim was only in one episode.
No, I thought it was because I got canceled.
It was between the sacrilege and
the Twitter.
You did say some poor things. Some poor things.
It's tough.
Well, alright.
Alright,
thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Back to your,
have a good night.
Back to your regular schedule.
This will be the end of the pod.
Ethan and Mitchell. No, middle. Okay, I think middle.
Alright, this will be the Bagel U. This
is Bagel U.
Bagel U.
What's the song? What's the song? Da 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 da. What's the song when you graduate?
This is a Pomp and Circumstance.
Yeah. Alright, see you guys.
Wow.
I love that little voice recording is like a microcosm of our normal podcast, where at the end it just completely falls apart and we're singing Pomp and Circumstance for no real reason.
Awesome. I liked that because we were just talking over each other the entire time.
Oh, all three of us.
There was never one person talking at the same time. Which
nope.
Yep.
I always thought it was the Grizzly comment kind of made me think about the fact that we were there very early, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty early.
Like we were there with 20 minutes before pregame skate. Like we were there very, very early. And he was trying to tell us all this stuff, and he was holding up people behind us to communicate that. I was thinking, like, what about like 15, 20 minutes before the game? Was he stopping everybody and telling them that same thing?
I doubt it. I think he's the only guy there doing that. I think he made that up.
Oh, he's got to be. The other guy, we said Grizzly to the other guy, and he's just like, Grizzly, yeah.
He's like, okay, cool bear, I guess, but like, what's going on?
Yeah. Also, it's weird that he picked Grizzly. I would have checked like Stinger.
Yeah.
Or like Jacket or Hockey. Blue. Hockey.
Ball. Because
Grizzly makes me think of the Bruins.
Basket. Shot put. Something like that, you know, just kind of.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. Luge.
Yes.
Bobsled.
Jamaica, man.
You ever watch that movie?
Nope, but I've heard it's really good.
I like that we both latched on to the Jonah joke.
Yeah, I like that too. That was fun.
It was funny.
Yeah, and like you got your thing out before me about being swallowed and then 3 days later, and then I had to wait a second to get my thing out. So we kind of at the same time thought about it. You beat me to it. So,
no, that was good. I think we both played a pivotal role in getting that joke completed. Yeah.
And then Tim was just kind of yapping. I don't know what he was saying the whole time. He's
speaking of yapping, Latin, Tim, we should have him back on, honestly.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Be a lot of fun.
Fun to see Tim. I don't get to see Tim enough these days.
What if we did a big old, hear me out, just a big old pod?
Yeah.
You, me, obviously.
Sure.
Obviously.
We're on all of them, except for like one
of
them.
Are we goofy or what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, you, me, Tim, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Are
we bringing back everybody who's ever been on?
Yeah.
Kaziah.
Ethan.
Kaziah. Tanner. Jame was on for like 4 seconds that once.
Jame, I don't care. Sure, Jame.
I don't freaking care. Get her on. I don't care.
Hey, I'm in the process of purchasing a couch for my living room.
Respect.
That's going to have, it's a big L couch. It's 85 by 85 L, which is going to be nice. L, but a good way. Hear me out, dude. Fly everyone out here with our coffers. Obviously, for those of you not aware, you know, last night was a marketing decision. We took everyone who'd been on the podcast recently out to the hockey game on the bagel dime.
Yep.
You know, just stuff's been paying out really well. So I just want to thank the listeners first off and foremost, you know, for being able to let us do that, where we can take our beloved guests out to a game and kind of thank them officially for
out to Manscaped for giving us the funding to do that.
Yep, we definitely bought their tickets for them, and I definitely didn't Venmo request them for their ticket costs, so don't even worry about that.
When we say Manscaped, of course, we're talking about the company that mows people's yards, because if we did the real company, then they might sue us, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Manscaped.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I always forget to pronounce the second or the first R in there, so...
Oh, it's all good. So, anyways, all that to say... I think it'd be fun to bring everyone back, or as many people as possible back on the pod, even virtual or in person.
That would be fun.
I think it'd get really chaotic really fast, and it'd be a mess of an episode.
That
it'd
would be
the equivalent of spaghetti in a blender, but I would listen.
That would be really fun. I'm thinking it would be fun to figure out even just the logistics of like miking everybody if they were all in the same room, which would never work, but...
I don't think it'd be too hard. I think if we just had... hear me out. Okay, hear me out.
I'm listening.
Find a common location, have one of our church friends between Lincoln or Tim to grab some sort of desk and then just SM58s.
Yep.
And just plug them all in, and we all sit on the couch and we all have a mic.
True.
Heck, Lincoln can produce and also have a mic. I don't know.
Heck, why not? He's been ghost producing anyway for this whole time.
Yeah, he has.
Kind of.
He still gives us our pockets. He still gives us our topics every day.
Yeah. He's...
I think it'd be fun.
Still living in my pocket every day. He's 2 inches tall.
Put it in my pocket, in my pocket, in my back.
I was just listening to that song today. I've been so into Wolfpack recently.
Little Wolfpack action?
They're so good. I probably 15 times a day, I have the thought, they're so cool. They're just the coolest people.
You ever, okay, I've had yesterday I had an issue with it. It was sunny, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was warm, and I got in the car. I had to drive down to Grove City to go to Aldi to get ingredients for taco night last night, which we all enjoyed.
It slapped.
And I didn't know what to listen to. I don't have summer music right now. So my winter music is majority deep house music. So we're talking
nice
Rufus Du Sol. We're talking John Summit.
David Guetta.
Swedish House Mafia.
Shout out to his family.
Shout out to his family. We've played that on the pod before.
I think so. This one goes out to...
I know, we definitely have.
George Floyd. It's just so out of pocket.
Shout out to his family.
Yeah. I have a dream.
Anyways, what do you listen to in the summer? I need some summer music.
We're coming up
on summer here. I need some high energy music, because winter and fall, I'm big on folk. I'm big on rap. I'm big on metal. Kind of the darker, heavier genres come through more for me in the wintertime. But as summer comes around, I kind of don't know what to listen to. And I want high energy. I want, you know, major key music.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have some fun stuff that I listen to. I mean, I haven't been in summer mode for a while. I could just send you probably like a playlist. Probably since last summer. Yeah, probably since last summer.
I've recently been defaulting. When you came over last night, I was actually listening to Yacht Rock.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a lot of like 70s stuff.
It kind of gets the job done.
I was into it.
I've been listening to Steel Guitar Country as well.
Fun.
So a popular song would be "There Stands the Glass" by Conway Twitty.
Fun.
Or Webb Pierce, depending on who you want to credit it to.
Dope.
So, I mean, my recently played is just kind of a mess right now, just as far as what I've been listening to, trying to find that summer sound. And I can't seem to find it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just text you a couple of the playlists that I like to, that I've made in past summers. You know, see if you like it. This one I'm from 2020 summer, so I guess I was really needing the vibes that summer for sure.
But that was a rough summer.
And then this is from last summer, some stuff. Actually, I say that. The majority of these songs I added to this playlist in March of last year, and then I put one song in June, one in July, or two in July, and one in August. So I barely put any in the summer, but I think they're all songs that I would listen to during the summer. So I'll just send you this. Kind of fun.
This looks good. I haven't seen, I don't know any of these artists. Oh, Talk Too Much by Coin.
Yeah, a lot of Coin stuff on that one.
Arizona.
Yeah. You ever heard of them?
Didn't they also, what else did they make?
They have that one song, Nostalgic, Freaking Out. Those are big songs.
What is that? I thought they had a really popular song.
Yeah, this one's pretty popular.
Okay, fine, maybe I'm just a little nostalgic. Cause the memories are flooding my mind, maybe.
Have you heard that song? Let me go to the chorus. Where is it?
Okay.
You've definitely heard
Look up Roxanne by Arizona Zervis.
Oh. That song?
I was tripping. Arizona Zervas.
Okay, I've heard
a song called Roxanne, which I was like,
yeah,
Roxanne.
I've definitely heard that song before.
It's pretty terrible. It's, you know, kind of an insult to modern music, if we're going to be honest.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, listen to the song Annie by Arizona. It has one of the coolest sounding, like, snare clap sounds I've ever heard. Here, I'll play it.
You know what I've been on recently?
Wait, we got to hear the clap.
Let's hear it.
Right here.
Oh.
It's crispy.
Kind of sounds like The Weeknd.
It's a nice
song.
Just
a little bit.
It's a good song.
Just a tiny bit.
It's just the crispiest snare I've ever heard. I don't even know.
Do you know Dusty Springfield?
No, I know Springfield, the town.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. So look up Dusty Springfield. Okay. Oh, you had Goth Babe on there. Okay. Dayglow, yeah. Coin, The Neighborhood, Coin.
Coin.
The Brook and the Bluff, classic. Yep.
Dusty Michigander, Springfield, this half lady alive. From the 60s.
That's right.
It's awesome.
That is absolutely right.
I was expecting like a Morgan Wallen type guy.
Oh, no. No.
All right.
It's a 70s lady that, you know, it just kind of makes you think of, you know, a mother.
What's a song that I should check out?
I would advise checking out Wherever Would I Be by Dusty Springfield featuring Daryl Hall. It's probably, I mean, it's a fire song. I would karaoke this right now. No questions asked. Oh, my goodness.
Dang, that's fat.
Come on now. Sing it out, church.
He died. He rose. He's coming back. Let's sing this together. All right, Dusty.
It's great, too, because later on the song, Daryl and Dusty do a little handoff right here.
Oh, there's Daryl.
That's Daryl, yep. If I didn't have you, whatever would I? Yeah, absolutely fire.
Wow. That is kind of sick. Just the intro is awesome.
Oh, yeah. I've kind of been... You know what it makes me think of is Love Handle from the show... Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah. That's probably the most Love Handle sounding band I've ever heard.
Dude, this song is awesome.
I like it. Dude, that literally sounds like... That sounds just like it.
So that versus... Yeah.
Dude, okay.
Dusty walked so Love Handle could run.
For That's real. Awesome. Yo, I'm actually so proud of calling that similarity out, because I feel like it was a lot alike, and it was.
Yeah. You snuck your way right into my heart by Love Handle. Great. I truly.
Snuck your way right into
unironically, my heart. Unironically a great song. Like, it shouldn't be good.
Okay, but unironically a great show.
Oh. Absolutely so good. Like,
when
legitimately
did you start
funny.
Watching it?
I remember I watched the first episode when it came out, which was probably, 2010 or something?
Oh, you watched it as it came out?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. Yeah, I didn't watch it until one of my friends in high school introduced me to the show. So I first started watching it and loved it in high school, which, you know, kind of screams developmental disability, but I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I do. I really remember it getting hyped up on, Disney. I think this was probably right when we got Disney. Because I do remember watching the first episode, the day it dropped.
Okay.
So, yeah, great show. And then I watched it a lot, a decent amount in college, junior, senior year. Just really good.
I've greatly enjoyed it.
yeah.
I haven't watched it much recently, but sometimes you'll see a clip on YouTube or something. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
It's just, one of those shows that somehow has kind of overstayed. No, what's the positive way of overstaying its welcome? It's stayed relevant for a long time. I don't know.
Yeah, kind of made its mark in history and kind of I don't know. I've never seen an episode where I've been I wish I hadn't watched that.
Yeah.
But I can't say the same. I know you're a big defender of The Office, but at the same time, sometimes I'll watch an episode and just quit it halfway through. This isn't a good episode.
I can feel that in some of the later seasons.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely not earlier in the seasons, they were doing a lot better, but I feel like not that much of a case with Phineas and Ferb.
PNF, it's all good.
Always hits.
Yeah.
Always hits. Show. Banger after banger.
Facts.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I don't know how we got on that topic.
I don't know. Did you ever watch Gravity Falls?
No. No, I haven't. No.
That was a good show. That was kind of a show that was on a kid. I think it was on Disney XD, which is what Phineas and Ferb was on. And by the way, Disney XD, terrible name, but it is.
I have a question about that, but you can continue.
Yes, it's kind of one of those kid shows that is almost made for adults with the darker theme, more of a narrative. Phineas and Ferb was not narrative driven. It was just every episode, they were 8 years old for 15 years, but Gravity Falls is more kind of an Avatar, The Last Airbender, where it's kids show, but really good narrative. Some jokes that would probably go above a kid's head, more darker towards the end. Literally this demon guy came to their world and started killing people in the last couple episodes, but it's still a kid's show. So, good show. If you're ever looking to watch a show that's I think it's three seasons, pretty short, but funny, legit funny, good characters. So,
I'm not going to lie. I'm convinced. I'll pull that up.
Let me see. How many
Adventure Time.
Ooh, Adventure Time.
What do you think about that show?
Yeah. I haven't watched the whole thing. I think that's similar where it has a good storyline, but I think it's a funny show. It's kind of a sore subject in the Bowser family because my older sister, I know she's going to hate that I say this, but my older sister, I guess learned from one of her friends that Adventure Time was bad. So then we couldn't watch it for 5 years growing up. And Maddie, I know you're going to hate me for saying that, but it is true. And then eventually I think your friend got super into it and then we started watching it. So yeah, probably similar to Gravity Falls, kind of more adult themed, but funny. Good show.
Okay, I think I'm going to have to watch that, to be honest. That sounds very interesting. I'm Adventure looking at Time some screenshots from the show.
Is 10 seasons. Gravity Falls is 2 seasons. Ooh,
yeah, I'm going to go Gravity Falls first. That's a lot.
Simpsons, 35 seasons.
The Simpsons, I've never watched. However, I think you know, I do have a weird obsession. Not obsession, but I greatly enjoy Family Guy, which I'm not sure if I want to publicly admit that. But
yeah, I'm not going to publicly admit anything.
I can publicly admit that I have watched every single episode.
Every episode?
Family Guy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know it was that deep.
Dude, that's all I watched, I think. Was it one of the years in college? That's literally all I watched.
No way.
Was just Family Guy front to back, which I'm not proud of by any means. I wouldn't recommend anyone do that.
You've watched all of them. There are 400. Oh, what? Oh, there are 400.
It goes back to
episodes.
Like 1980s, 1990s, I think it started. And I didn't make it through a lot of those episodes. Okay, so maybe not every single episode, okay, every single minute. But once the production quality kind of took a step up and made it more like a modern show, yeah, I was watching it.
That's crazy.
It has its moments. True. I wouldn't recommend watching it. I can't assign my name to go ahead and watch it. So
okay.
There are parts of it that I do not agree with.
Fair enough. Yeah, just watch Gravity Falls instead or something.
Yeah, I'll have to sit down and watch that.
Probably a little bit more.
And then the regular show.
Regular show. Honestly, pretty good. It's kind of the same realm as Adventure Time. Like, pretty weird, but kind of that golden age of Cartoon Network. I don't know if you would call it the golden age. I would think, like, that Adventure Time, Amazing World of Gumball, kind of like these weird shows that have kind of stood the test of, like, okay, looking back, that was actually, like, way better than we thought it was. But, yeah, Regular Show is kind of a weird show where, like, it's called Regular Show, but it's literally a bird and its raccoon friend. They work at a park for a gumball machine. They have a friend who's, like, a gorilla. They have a friend who is a lollipop. And then in every episode, something weird just happens, and then there's, like, an ultimate dimension that's opened up kind of thing.
So kind of like Rick and Morty without the offensive, crude nature.
Yeah, I think it was maybe made by similar people. I bet some of the same people worked on it.
Let's see.
But good show. I mean, some classic moments in Regular Show. 8 seasons.
I think it's interesting. Tim, I feel like Tim references the Regular Show on a pretty calm, like he referenced it a decent amount, right?
There's a few quotes. Dude, the shovel blows. Or... no, dude, I'm player one. I'm always player one. Or they just go like, hello, all the time. They just kind of do that noise. I can't do it as well as they can, but yeah.
I feel like the Regular Show, I just opened up PowerPoint on accident, and that completely misrouted my brain, so never mind whatever I was saying.
I was going to say, it's based on Regular Show, the guy who made it. He originally made like a short that was like 5 minutes long or something to kind of pitch this show to networks. And the original short, which I have watched it, it is basically the same characters, but they work in a gas station for the gumball machine guy. And basically the premise is that they, I think, are sold some kind of drugs and then they are tripping. And that's when some of the chaos ensues. But, of course, they take out the drugs part in the Regular Show, and then it's just drug stuff happens without the drugs.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's like if it was sold to Adult Swim, then they would have left the drug stuff in.
Yeah, it would have been more druggy.
Okay. So interesting.
Yeah, that's how it happens, I think.
You know, I feel like I've missed out a decent part of my life because we never had cable TV.
I'm going to have to agree with you there.
Because, I mean, there's just some aspects where I just, like, can't relate at all because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. But nowadays, or now I guess you can go back and watch some of these shows, and a lot of it you weren't missing out on. A lot of, like, the Disney stuff, you know, Good Luck Charlie, Austin and Ally, all these shows that, like, I liked. You know, you look back on them and you watch an episode and it's like, ugh, this is tough. It's tough to watch this. But stuff like iCarly, pretty decent. Not great, but pretty decent. And then you got stuff like, you know, SpongeBob, honestly, some of the older seasons, and like Gravity Falls, Phineas and Ferb, that like actually holds up. A lot of the shows don't, but some of them, pretty good.
So here's an interesting little fun fact.
Okay.
Alex Hirsch.
Yep.
The voice of, give me a second.
Creator of Gravity Falls.
Yes, but he also voiced Rick and Morty.
Oh, okay.
And he also voiced for Phineas and Ferb.
Who did he voice in Phineas and Ferb?
I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Nice.
This is why we need a producer. We need some guy to Google this stuff for us.
Yes. Johnson, look up Alex Hirsch.
In Rick and Morty, he was the voice of Toby Matthews.
Oh, I don't know
who that is. I don't know who that is. And I've never watched, I actually, a good buddy from college, you remember Micah Prickett?
Yep.
He introduced me to Rick and Morty, and I've watched all of that as well, which is nice. Kind of embarrassing, because with the whole Rick and Morty, I don't know if you remember the sauce, the Szechuan sauce from McDonald's. Oh,
yeah, I remember that.
I feel like that's when it kind of broke, and it was just kind of weird. Everyone was into that for a little while.
Gotcha. But you've seen all of it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm happy to admit that either.
Yeah, just a lot of fun proclamations being made today on the pod.
So Phineas and Ferb, Alex Hirsch voiced Officer Concord, the Juice Time juice box flavor cop, and Ben Fortino. I don't know, dude. These people, I don't know who these people are. I think he cameos. He cameos into these roles.
Gotcha.
He's not a full-time actor in these shows.
Gotcha.
Either way, well, I think Alex Hirsch is the common thread between Gravity Falls, Phineas and Ferb, and Rick and Morty.
There you go. And then I just looked it up. Rick and Morty bird person. I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, I know who that
voiced is. Voiced by Dan Harmon, who created Community.
Yes, Dan Harmon. Yeah, Dan Harmon is a very, very funny guy.
Yeah.
I think he's done a lot. I don't know. Community, I'm sure you've seen the same video essays about Dan Harmon.
Probably.
And Community, where it's kind of like almost too early.
Yeah.
He was creating Community for an audience that wasn't ready for it, to be honest.
Yeah, kind of Arrested Development.
I was going to say, he played a role in Arrested Development, didn't he?
I think so. I also know that the creator of Arrested Development was on Community. He was Coogler. Remember that guy? Coogler.
Dan Harmon he cameoed in Arrested Development.
Not surprised. So there's the common threads all within that.
That's kind of weird, dude.
Yeah.
You think we'll be the next Dan? I keep saying that, dude. Dan Harmon?
Maybe. Like, both
Dan,
of us as one
Dan
guy.
Dan Harmon and Alex Hirsch?
Yeah, I could see it.
Mitch Huritz. That's who did the Arrested Development. Mitch Huritz.
Yeah.
Mitch Huritz. Hurwitz.
Hurwitz.
Hurwitz. Hurwitz.
Yeah. You're making it too hard on yourself.
I am. I really am.
Dan Harmon.
Anyways. Who?
Dan Harmon. I think if we're going to be the next comedy duo, we need to write a TV show, I guess, and pitch it.
I think we need to write more. I think we need to start with sketches.
Okay.
I've made that apparent.
Okay. Let's do it.
I think we write a lot better together.
Yeah.
Instead of independently. Because I've written stuff alone and been like, that's just garbage, and just deleted it straight away.
You delete it. You should just at least keep
it. Yeah, dude, it's terrible. I'll like write it and then the next day look back at it and be like, that's so terrible.
When's the last time you wrote a bit or a sketch?
It was back when we were writing. Remember when we were writing those mini sketches? We wrote one kind of together a little bit about, what was it? It was like going to a movie.
Oh, yeah.
We should go see.
Emoji Movie on Ice?
Yeah. I don't even remember what the premise of that sketch was.
It was like the guy was stalking the other guy and he found out by asking him to go see Emoji Movie on Ice.
Yeah. That's like the last time I was writing something.
Okay.
And then since then I just haven't, but I should, I don't know, try work that muscle.
Yeah. It's fun.
I hate not being good at something that I've never done before.
Yeah. I feel that. It's like, why don't I just like immediately, why aren't I immediately as good as Alex Hirsch at writing it?
Why am I not immediately a professional at something I've never done before?
Exactly. And honestly, just getting deep, I haven't thought through this, but I think with our culture, you kind of feel like you have to be really good at something immediately because you have to like make an Instagram reel about it or something. You know, it's like, it's hard to start a new hobby without immediately documenting that you're doing it, which is fine. Like you can, if you start knitting or something, like you can document it, but it's 100%. Like you almost have to feel like you're as good as these people you're seeing on reels immediately, which is not the way it's going to be. Like things just take a lot of time to get good at. So
no, I think it's also, you see people succeeding on TikTok that look like they have a completely normal life. And then we'll just randomly like, I don't know. I think about sometimes I'll see people, you'll see like low quality people talking to themselves on their phone kind of a thing. And you're like, this is actually like really funny content. And then you kind of think to yourself, this is just naturally how they are. They just got home from work and pulled up TikTok and recorded themselves being hilarious. And you're like, this is just like, I don't have that. When in reality, it probably did take writing and a second to like think up these concepts. Like this probably wasn't just off the cuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Multiple takes, things like that. So I don't know. I think that 100% plays a role where it's like you're expected to be just naturally funny like that, when in reality that probably did take writing and grinding through some stuff that probably wasn't funny, you know?
Yeah. Or but. think about like, man, I totally know this guy's name because I think he's, who's the comedian? The really funny comedian, the clean guy.
Nate Bargatze.
Nate Bargatze. He, you know, he kind of just blew up in the last like 2 years, but then you go back and like watch interviews and stuff. And he's like, yeah, I moved to New York like 15 years ago and just started grinding in comedy clubs for like, you know, a decade before anybody knew who he was. And even like, he was even, I think, on some late night shows like years ago, and still it took so long for people to actually kind of recognize him for who he is.
Right.
And
he's like, you know, he's like 30 something, 40.
Yeah. He's probably like 40 something.
That's another thing I feel like social media does. It jades your perspective of success in a timeline where it's like,
yeah,
at 24 years old, I'm sitting here being like, why am I not on, you know, I should be huge. I should be like making way more money than I'm making. I should be doing way more things than I'm doing. It's like, no, dude, you're 24.
Yeah. Come on.
Relax.
Or like I see this kid on Instagram. I think his name's like Miles or something. He's like 7 years old and he is producing
the musician. Music.
Yeah, that kid.
Oh my goodness, dude. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
It's stupid.
So frustrating.
He's going to ruin my life, but also he's so talented.
No, he's just like, yeah, anyways, here's like this insane thing that you will never do as a 24-year-old. Like, thanks, man.
He's like, bad about myself. If I move the SM47 under the snare and then I gate it at 15 dB with a plus 40 attack, and then it's going to sound like the drummer for Miles Davis. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's like, dude, I can't even manage to like consistently mix a good set for my actual job as Heart Song Tech. So that's sweet. Thanks for showing me that, man.
Thanks, Miles.
You're 7 years old. Next, he's going to be like, here's how to run an operations management warehouse well and do it perfectly. And I'll just be like, you know what? I'm done. Miles.
I'm done.
You can take my job.
Yeah, here's how to build a turret out of 3 2x4s and a couple of bolts in your garage. Save $30,000.
Yeah. Okay, I'm rereading this emoji movie on iScript.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
I think if people want it bad enough, we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it. I did reread that the last couple months, and it's pretty good.
I think it'd be fun. I think it would take a whole day of shooting, to be honest.
I think the edit would take longer, maybe an hour of shooting.
I would want to, because I feel like these nails are good. Nails? These lines are good, but you'd have to really nail the lines.
Oh, that's where nail comes in. I agree. Yeah. We need to get better at acting.
I know.
Dude, we do a podcast. You gotta, shouldn't we be professional actors at this point?
I have like three total characters. It's a Southern old man, it's hockey player, and it's just me.
So we've heard two of those so far. What's the Southern old man?
That's Brett Kinnaird. B. Kinnaird.
Oh, yeah.
That was Southern Old Man.
Wow. Son of a B. Kinnaird.
Son of a B. Kinnaird.
It's pretty good. Is that kind of a derivative of your hitting the post radio voice?
Yep. Yeah, it's like a mix of that and just my normal voice.
Nice.
I don't know. I mean, Carlos and Frank, who would you rather be? Frank is the guy trying to get out of going to the thing, and Carlos is the guy trying to get him to go to the thing.
I feel like Could
you play weirdly creeped out guy or guy who's insane?
Carlos is stalker?
Yes.
You know, weirdly, I think I did imagine myself playing Carlos when I wrote that. But don't read into that.
No, I won't read into it.
Okay.
Have you heard of the give me that line three different ways approach?
No.
No. It's basically like when you're casting for something, they'll be like, give me that line three different ways. And then you say the same thing, but in three different kind of intonations.
Oh.
And it helps them with the edit, I guess, to make it better. I don't know.
Well, okay, read a line from that in three different ways, and then I'll read the other one.
All right, so we're just going to do this first section here. Carlos is saying, we'll do this section. Frank says, yeah, I think I'm actually busy that day. Carlos says, really? Are you sure? And then Frank says, yeah, I have to pick up my brother from the airport. And Carlos says, I can pay for his Uber.
Okay.
So that concept, right? And you're going to be Carlos?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is the first way for both of us, and then we'll run it through in the second and then the third, yeah?
Okay, yeah. Right. Hey, man, what's up? Quick question. I have two tickets to the Emoji Movie on Ice that's Cincy this Saturday. You in?
Yeah, I think I'm actually busy that day.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah, I got to pick up my brother-in-law at the airport.
I can pay for his Uber.
All right, so that was one way.
Okay.
All right, here we go, second way.
Hey, man. What's up? Quick question. I have two tickets to the Emoji Movie on Ice and Cincy this Saturday. Are you in?
I'm actually busy.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah. You got to pick up brother-in-law.
I can pay for his Uber.
Stupid.
All right. Are you like a witch in that one? Like, what is that?
Okay.
Third way.
Hey, man, what's up? A quick question. Bro. I have two tickets to the Emoji Movie on Ice in Cincy this Saturday. You in?
Yeah, man. You know, I think I'm actually busy that day.
Really? Are you sure?
Yep. I got to pick up my brother-in-law.
I can pay for his car, man.
See, offensive.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Did you like my island music that I was playing in the background?
Yeah, was that like steel drum?
Yeah,
that was pretty good. I had a good time.
Wow. So you guys, if you want this sketch bad enough, HUU, hit us up.
Yeah, dude, for real. Reply to our social medias or add a 5-star review and then comment saying, I hope I hear Emoji Movie on Ice sketch in real life released on their Everything Bagel Podcast YouTube channel.
Wow. I agree with that statement. And I personally do hope that they release this sketch on that thing.
Like, should we just do it then?
Sure. And I'm going to throw one more thing in here. If you go ahead and just pay us enough money, you decide what that is. And then we'll decide if it's enough. We will add you to the Google Doc with the script.
And you can read our script. That's actually like a super good... We should start a Patreon and be like, hey, you can read our terrible scripts that we're never going to produce. That's nice. Funny enough right there.
Yeah. So far we only have one, but you know, it's fine.
I don't know. Maybe I'll write another one.
I do remember writing this script and I think it was pretty good, honestly. The prophecy...
I like it.
The prophecy
section is wild. You're going to edit that?
I guess. I haven't really thought about it. All right. Well, you know, I'm excited.
I think it'd be fun.
Yep. All right. Well, you know what?
I was going to say, we're a solid hour in, and I think it's about time.
I'm going to have to head out soon. I forget who said this last night. Have you seen the new Dune movie?
I have not, no. I brought it up. My coworker had.
Have you seen the first one?
No.
Okay. I'm going to see the second one right after this, and I haven't seen
the first one. Have you seen the
first one? No.
No? All right. Well, let me know how it is.
All right, bet. Yeah. I think it's just about, like, the desert.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, anyway, should be good.
Yeah.
I'll just ask the people I'm going with this to let me know kind of what's up.
Yeah, just kind of clue you in.
Yeah. So
that makes sense. Should be fun.
Yeah. Before that, I'm going to make probably some dinner and just eat it as one does and then drive and then get out of the car, walk into the theater, sit down perhaps.
Did you turn off your car?
It depends. Sometimes, okay. You know, if you leave it on, it's an extra step that you don't have to do later. So like.
No, it does make it a lot easier just hopping in and just taking off.
Yeah. If you aim right too, like it'll kind of self-drive to where you are. So like just kind of, you know, point it forward. If you let it kind of creep forward during the movie, it might eventually make its way to like the front of the theater and then you can get in. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really convenient. I like when you can manage to do that. Yeah.
So yeah. Elon.
Well, yeah. Who needs Elon when you have a Nissan?
Oh, nice. That's good.
Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening.
Thank you, guys.
Or just listening. I don't think we're doing YouTube anymore, are we?
No. I keep screen recording.
No, it's all good. I think
I'm not even worried about it.
We'll talk at some point. I have an idea on how we can do a pretty easy screen recording from our computers that also lets us use our phones still and not have to FaceTime during it.
In OBS?
OBS and Discord combined.
I am interested, so we can figure it out.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. But
yep.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Follow, listen, whatever you got to do. But have a great week, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yep. And make sure if you need to go to the bathroom, just go.
Yeah, just go. No one's judging you. Just go.
Just go. Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Hey, it's the end of the episode, and I'm back. Just watched Dune 2 right after recording with Ethan. Went to the theater, watched Dune 2 in IMAX. Pretty cool. I think my first movie in IMAX, but... just like 1 minute recap of the movie. So I don't know. I don't think I'm going to give any like spoilers or anything, but I never have seen or read like any Dune stuff before. I didn't see the first one. But just if you're on the fence, it is a very, very good movie and just truly an experience. I don't know. I think they just do a really good job of building out the world. And obviously it is very much not Earth. You know, it's like different planets and different groups of people and, you know, very much not Earth, not Ohio, but they do an incredible job of just building it out and engrossing you in what's going on. Two notes that I just want to say. One, the soundtrack, I think it was Hans Zimmer. It's almost hard to even call it a soundtrack because it's kind of just like noises. I don't even know, but incredible, just like beyond what any man should be able to do in terms of a movie soundtrack. And then two, the scene where he rides the worm is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in a movie. One of the most engrossing scenes that I've ever seen in my life. So if you watch this movie, let me know what you think. And have a good night, guys.
Bagel.